This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello, it's Friday.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hey.
Hey. How you doing? Slightly better. It's Friday. It's going to be another one of those bad air days. Not like the Mars day. Is that life on Mars? Like Wednesday was.
Don't stop. Come on.
No, I don't know all the words.
What?
I don't know all the words to that.
Oh,
that's a good one.
Chloe is so
keep it going.
Rad.
Keep it going. Who's in the best-selling show? Is there life on Mars? Ah, Bowie, rest in peace. So good. That's when songs were epic. Well, back in the old day when I was a kid, songs were epic. And you bought the whole album because it was like a theme. Oh, so good. So good.
I love him so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I love all the stories about the making of those records. I love hearing that stuff. I remember this story I was reading where... I don't remember which song or which album it was, but Bowie always put together these bands with very accomplished musicians, but they were never a band, so to speak. You know what I mean? He always sort of had hired guns.
It was him,
guns.
And he'd have, right.
And so one of the guitarists that worked with him, had to be near the studio and ready to be called, but he wasn't in the studio for all of the stuff. He would just show up for his parts. So he's down at the bar, which is where they know to find him.
Right.
They send someone to come and get him. And he's like, well, I finished my drink and I, you know, walk back to the studio and we made art. And I just thought, oh, can you imagine being in New York at a time when Bowie's down the street from the bar you're in and you're getting
recording some epic, right?
You're getting called in to lay a solo down on this song. Or
it's got to be incredible to be that talented that Bowie would be like, I'll have that guy for my guitarist. Get him.
And that talented that you could sit there and have drinks and just show, like, and still ready to go play.
Some artists are better when they're lubed up a little bit.
I guess so.
I mean, certainly touring bands find that out fast. We either got it or we don't. We either can party or we simply cannot. Anyway, happy Friday, everyone. I think that's how we got here. Celebrity
trash.
Oh,
the smoke, the life on Mars.
The life on Mars,
the
Bowie.
The orange color's gone, right. But the air is crummy.
You know what song has been in my air? It's been in the air. It's orangey, the orangey sky. Is that car song, Bye Bye Love? It's an orangey sky.
Oh, yeah.
Like all week, that's running through my head. Me and John are singing it while we're making dinner. About, oh, my God, we had meatball subs last night. Like out of the blue, John's like, I'm making meatball subs. I'm like, yes.
Wait a minute.
Awesome.
So he made a pot of sauce and meatballs, but not pasta. He just made
meatballs. And then got these big crusty French rolls and heated them up. We laid the matzo down the bottom and put the parm on the top. Oh, damn, Daniel.
That sounds really good.
Oh, they were unreal. And I think there's enough left over for a sandwich today. I wonder what I'm having for lunch. Anyway, happy Friday, everyone. Did I do this yet? I didn't. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by Feed America. Radio.com is working to feed our families by amplifying grab-and-go meal pickup options. For SFUSD and OUSD, both districts are committed to providing meals for students while school buildings are closed. If you have a child in need or you need information on this, on specific grab-and-go pickup locations and times, go to RadioAlice.com. There is a tab there, Feed Our Families. Click that. All the info you need is right there.
Go have something to eat!
Hooray! Yep. Everyone should be able to say that. I'm hungry. What have we got? The answer should be something. Director Christopher Landon. I don't know much about this guy, but I do know that he took Groundhog Day, basically, the concept, and made it into a horror movie called Happy Death Day, which
I've never heard of this guy. Christopher Landon.
Yeah, this is the director anyway. But you've heard that movie, right? It was maybe a year or two ago that movie was out. And basically this girl wakes up. It's her birthday. She keeps waking up the same day. And she gets murdered at the end of the day. So she's got to figure. And then she dies. And she wakes back up and relives the day. So she's got a chance to, you know, solve the crime or stop the crime from happening, whatever. I didn't see it. But it was one of those movies. And the only reason I didn't see it is I couldn't convince my family to watch it. This one I might have to do because I watched the trailer and this looks amazing. His latest is, you remember the movie, the book, I think, too, and the movie Freaky Friday?
Yeah.
And I want to say it was Lindsay Lohan and Jamie Lee Curtis, and they've probably even made it 50 times. They get struck by lightning or whatever happens, and they switch bodies. So now one of them is a teenager in a grown woman's body and vice versa. He's got a new movie called Freaky, and it's based on this concept. It's a serial killer played by Vince Vaughn, who switches body with a high school girl played by Catherine Newton. She's from Big Little Lies. She plays Reese Witherspoon's older daughter.
Okay.
So, yeah, but she's blonde in this instead of, I think she's sort of like light brown haired, and I can't really remember. Anyway, I recognized her face immediately. I'm like, oh, where do I know her from? So she's from Big Little Lies. They switch. He's about to murder her. It looks like in the trailer, because of course they tell you the whole story. He's about to murder her, and as he does it, the lightning strikes, something happens, and they switch bodies. So now the serial killer is in the high school girl's body, and the high school girl is in the serial killer's body. She's got to convince her friends that it's really her in Vince Vaughn's body. So of course that's some good acting stretching for Vince. I'm telling you, at first I was like, okay, this is dumb. And then I got sucked right in. We put the trailer up. Mm-hmm. It looks really fun. It looks really funny. And they've got decent people in it. And the other teenagers seem adorable. It's on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page if you want to watch the trailer. Check us out over there. But this kid gets switched, and now she's got the 24 hours to switch back and set things right, or the change is permanent. Meanwhile, the teenage version of her that has a serial killer and is busy hacking people up, and she's
like, where am I?
I didn't get killed.
Oh my God, why do I sound like that?
I woke up in the killer's body.
The Blissfield Butcher strikes again.
I have like less than 6 hours to swap back, or I'm gonna be stuck in his body forever.
Great. We're gonna get killed by Murder Barbie.
Oh.
It's coming out on November 13th, which is a Friday the 13th. And the trailer does have some profanity, so don't play it in front of your kids, but it does look really good. I just thought, I gotta, you know, Halloween's right around the corner. Let's talk about a scary movie.
I like it.
Speaking of scary movies, what's the name of let me see if I can find it. Uncut Gems. There it is. Adam Sandler made a movie called Uncut Gems last year, and he was
I started it. I didn't finish it.
Now, did you not finish it because you were like, this sucks, or it just
I don't
didn't
remember
hold you?
What got in the way. I know a lot of times the kids come walking in. Yeah. You can't watch what you're trying to watch either because of the subject matter or because they're too freaking loud. So it was one. It's probably any number of things ended, and I never went
or
back
it
to
sucked,
it.
Or it sucked, and you just didn't go back. I mean,
I guess if I really was interested, I would have gone back. I really right. believe that. So you're right.
So last year, he threatened, before the Oscars, he said, if I don't get an Oscar for Uncut Gems, I'm going to make a movie that's so bad on purpose just to make you all pay. That's my Adam Sandler impersonation.
Very well
so
done.
So Adam didn't even get a single nomination, not even like a technical Oscar, nothing. They were like, no, dude, you're Adam Sandler. And now we have the trailer for his new movie. It's called Hubie Halloween. And it looks like he actually might have said, that's it. I'm making the worst movie. The worst movie you ever saw. He plays a dim-witted resident of Salem, Massachusetts, who notices that strange things are happening in the lead up to his favorite holiday, and he can't get anyone to believe him because he's the town idiot. Okay. They even show like the cop at the, you know, the cop at the, they've just taken too many calls from him and he's calling to report something serious and the guy just hangs up. It's on Netflix October 7th. If you still have Netflix, because people are canceling their Netflix subscriptions over this next story. And it's not good.
I haven't heard this. I'm completely on the edge of my seat. What are you talking about?
There is a French movie called Cuties. And the movie is about a group of 11-year-old girls in a sexually suggestive dance troupe.
Uh-oh, this isn't good.
It's not good. You are correct. And a video of their routine from the end of the film is going viral this week. And it's not kidding you. I watched the trailer this morning. I'm like, what the F are we talking about here? I watched the trailer. It's like watching Nicki Minaj, Cardi B, Megan Thee Stallion, like every sexually suggestive dance move that you see in videos these days. And man, WAP? That one, yeah, I'm WAP. Like, I didn't even know people could move like that. And now, imagine that those girls are 11 years old, dressed in tiny outfits and doing these things in front of an audience. An audience who, by the way, as they pan to them, is a bunch of moms going, you know, oh my right. God. So it's as I watched it, I thought to myself, oh my God, if the cops walk in, how am I going to explain this? Like it felt wrong to watch it. It's horrible. So it's
Let me guess. Is this a Polanski movie? Isn't he in France?
It's not a Polanski movie.
Oh, okay.
They are basically saying Cuties, and it's actually getting decent reviews as a movie. So perhaps if you just take the very uncomfortable scene of these girls dancing suggestively out of context of the entire movie, perhaps you get the wrong idea. The problem for me is if they are supposed, because they're supposedly demonizing, hypersexualizing young girls, but they're doing that by hypersexualizing young girls. I'm still watching 11-year-olds do these dances. They had to learn the dance. They, you know, there's crotch shots. I mean, it's horrible. So you're supposed to be uncomfortable watching it. That's the point. And the people watching the routine obviously are, even, you know, as they flash to the audience and the moms are all like, oh my God, save my daughter. So the clip that went viral and is causing all the ruckus cuts off before the main character is unable to finish the dance, runs off stage crying like she's horrified by her own behavior, I guess. I don't know. But it's shocking. It believe it or not, you'll pick. I mean, these girls look like your daughter, Vin. They're like that. If you can imagine her humping the floor and pounding her fist as she does it.
Well, look, like I actually think there's... I've been in situations at the beach where a group of young girls are wearing incredibly small swimsuits. And you know that feeling you said you had watching that scene where you're like, I don't even want to be around this. This is
right.
These girls are too young to be dressed like that. And I don't even want to be sitting next to it. So there's definitely, I guess there's a proper reaction to it, which should be that one of, you know, look away.
Right.
But I also think that even though our society has been hypersexualized forever, some of that is the little girls wanting to be grownups, and they're just not. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you.
We shouldn't let them. Please make them stop and put more clothes on.
No, I agree. But I know that everyone wants to be more grown up than they are. And I think often we've talked about this when Yuzette was on the show, and I can't speak for Nicole. I don't know what she's willing to share or how she was when she was young. But plenty of people would keep different clothes, leave the house, and change once they're down the street so they could wear the mini skirt they want to wear and not be. Not catch crap from their parents.
Nicole?
So I never did that, but I always had to watch out for my tops. So sometimes I'd wear like a cardigan or a sweatshirt over the top if it was too revealing.
And then you'd take that off.
Finger quotes.
Right. Yeah. So because,
When did you get those puppies?
Oh, boy. I got them in like 5th or 6th grade.
Oh,
they've been with me forever.
So. It's tough, man. Those are tough years.
It was hard in middle school being blessed. Yeah. My aunts and my mom call it, you're blessed.
it's hard for the girls who get boobs early. It really is.
Yeah.
You know, it's at 5th, 6th grade, you're barely in puberty, most girls. And then, you know, you get into like 7th and 8th grade, and those are already super hard years.
Yeah, it was hard. So, anytime I wear a top, and I've been seeing that on TikTok a lot lately, it's whenever girls with big boobs try to wear like a shirt and it's not too revealing, we make it revealing on accident just because of how we're blessed. So
the blessings, the many blessings.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's not intentional, but yeah, I got in trouble in high school actually for wearing a revealing shirt and they made me change. But it wasn't too revealing. My dad was mad. Not at me, at the school.
Yeah.
Because, it was this whole thing. And I was afraid to go home because I thought my parents were going to be mad at me, but they weren't, thank God. Because it was part this
parents.
Part of my bra was showing.
Oh, God, part of your bra. My God. Oh, the horror.
I'm sure part of the reason they were upset is because they know you. I also know that there are, having discussed this with many people through the years, there are a lot of mother-daughter relationships that get undone through those teen years because mom is constantly saying, you cannot wear that outside.
Right.
You can't. You have to go change. And they end up at, you know, butting heads through their whole teen years over that. Right. So I don't know how that movie goes. I won't watch it. I don't care. But
so
I'm also
movie,
not going to quit Netflix either.
Yeah. I'm with you. I'm not going to quit Netflix. But I will say, I see why everyone who is up in arms about this. We're talking about a movie called Cuties. I don't want to say, we did not put up the trailer because but people are boycotting Netflix. We're out of time, Vinny. What's coming up?
News is next, everyone.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.